This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is the live Sunday night show, and we're kicking off hour two of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us Free Talk Live, of course, a show where you can bring up anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about voting, and does your vote count? Does it matter? Is participating in politics worthwhile? You can let us know what you think, or you can bring up something completely new. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live, because you can bring up anything that's on your mind. The way to call us tonight, if you want to talk about something, is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free. 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. And you can also call us on Skype. Our Skype ID is lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request and we'll get you up and running. Well, in the last segment, we were talking with Matthew in Florida, and we didn't quite have a chance to get into what he was going to say, so let's bring Matthew back on the line. Matthew, I know you had something you wanted to discuss with us about voting, and does your vote count or matter? So why don't you tell us more about that? Sorry, Matthew, your audio is breaking up. Are you on a cell phone?
I am.
Okay, that's a little bit better. Maybe continue with what you're saying.
Okay, yeah, I hear the static
that's
myself.
Better. Yeah, now it's better.
What I was going to say is the votes do matter. Everybody's vote does matter. The problem is not enough people vote. There's only about 20% of the population that does vote. And when they do, they're party line. They're strictly party line people. I mean, they're, you know, you've got your strict Democratic voters and you've got your strict Republican voters. But there's 80% of the population.
Those people's votes tend to matter less because the Republican Party can count on 30% of the population voting for them. Generally,
I've heard. I've heard about a third is party line Democrat, a third is party line Republican, the third is kind of can go either way.
Right, and that's about it. And it's that third in the middle that makes the decision.
But that's only 20% of the population that makes up that third.
Well, it depends on the election, right? Like more than half the population voted in the presidential election for Barack Obama. But when you're talking about local elections, sometimes you'll see as small as 5% or less vote for who the mayor is or who the city councilor in the ward 12 is or whatever.
Now, I want to ask you, Matthew, like, what do you find the problem with? Is it that people are uninformed or is it that not enough people vote? Because I've actually heard the same complaint, just sort of a variation of it. I've heard people say, well, the problem is that too many people vote, but most of them are uninformed. And so only the people who actually have an opinion should turn out to vote.
Well, the problem is that Congress has made it almost impossible for anybody worth the salt to run. I mean, if you have any
that's
independent
true.
Thinking, you cannot run. Well, you can run, and it doesn't cost you anything. I mean, there's 45 states that a candidate can sign up for president for free. It costs nothing. It's trying to get the word out that costs the money, and it's trying to get the mainstream media to even consider speaking to you. To be able to get your word out. So there's no
Absolutely.
Way for an independent person to inform folks. I mean, you can't inform them if nobody's going to talk to you.
Yeah, so I'm hearing from you that it's really hard to get your message out if you're independent, and I agree with you there. But then how does it follow that voting makes a difference?
Well, if you have the power's in the people. I mean, if enough people put their vote into a candidate, that candidate has a chance to make a difference.
Allegedly, but I mean, when we're looking at the Scotland situation, there's claims that the vote was screwed there. There's been more than one time here in the United States where the claims have been, especially with the electronic voting machines, that...
people in Florida, right?
Right, but people... So, I mean, this is really difficult. Now, the only point I was making when I said that your vote doesn't matter is a mathematical point. I'm not making any point beyond that. I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't vote, but, I mean, I really do think that there's a large percentage of the population, and I'm going to go out 80% that shouldn't vote. They're completely unqualified, and they can't make decisions well in their own lives, let alone try the attempt to make decisions in other people's lives.
So wait, you think 20% of people are qualified to make decisions for other people?
Inside this system and understanding, like if you can't name
why I reject the system, because I don't think anyone's qualified to make decisions for other people.
I concur.
About their lives.
I have to agree with that. We live in a land of the free. You're free to make whatever decision you want to make.
Not with voting, you're not, my friend. And that's the reason I suggest that, to me, voting is a defensive measure. Because the fact is I know that other people who do want to control my life are going to vote. So my only reason for voting is to try to counteract the statists that attempt to control other people's lives. Now, I understand that mathematically I am only controlling one statist. When I go out and I vote, that I'm only attempting to counteract the vote of one of them. And usually I'm voting for the lesser of two evils, when it comes down to it.
Yep. You are correct. Lesser of two evils. It's almost always voting for the lesser of two evils unless you're a strict party line voter. I mean, there's lots of people.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of human nature.
Matthew, thank you for calling in tonight. 855-450-3733 is our number here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of human nature that just doesn't get taken into account, because that's usually the argument for why we need government to vote for in the first place, is because, look, people are just bad. I don't agree with that, but people are just inherently evil is the statement that kind of goes around. And Thomas Paine said, government's a necessary evil, saying that somehow it's necessary. But also, at the same time, let's say...
When is evil ever necessary?
It's not, but you're right, exactly. But let's say that that were true. Then you also have to consider that the very people you would actually want to have these said powers that you are voting for are the people that would never go, that would never run for
the least likely to go for.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't. I don't think they would.
What is the word for that system that some people have called in and advocated before, where basically people are conscripted to become politicians? Because then the idea is that you're getting people who aren't seeking out running for office.
I don't know the word for that, but that sounds better than what exists.
It's less than F.
But then it's still conscription, and that's anti-freedom in itself.
Yeah, I don't buy into it. I'm just even bringing it up.
No, right. But this is the thing, is that, okay, let's say human nature requires government. Then human nature also says that government will always be sought out by those who are seeking power. It will not be sought out by the good, by the nice people.
Right. Power tends to corrupt. Power also tends to attract the corrupt. Mm-hmm. So you have this situation when you create power, centralized power, as governments tend to do, you have a situation where you're drawing people in. Now, you know me, Stephanie, as well as, most people. And you know that what I'm not trying to control other people's lives by being involved in the political system, right?
Yeah, I think I could say for reasonably certain you're not trying to control other people's lives.
Right. So, when you say liberty's not on the ballot, every once in a while, liberty's on the ballot in New Hampshire. Right? Like, the liberty was on the ballot at the Republican primary in my town because I was on the ballot, right? And, like, I have no intention of controlling people.
No, because if you're in the political system, you're still controlling people. The system is bigger than you.
I'm controlling the people that want to harm people, and that's a good thing in the political system.
But you're also controlling everyone. You can't, through the political system, you can't control some people but not others. Like, you're in a system that is inherently domineering over everyone.
So if I was to remove from some law somewhere that marriage is between one man and one woman, whom am I harming?
Well, I mean, some people, get John T. Kennedy to call in. He would say that you're expanding government because now they have to do more paperwork to process all the gay marriages or whatever.
No, that's a removal of words inside the system.
Well,
let's say even that that your premise is true, Mark. It's still the exception, not the rule.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that's a problem either way.
Agreed.
Yeah.
The system's a problem. Yeah. You're not going to get any argument from me there. However, I don't mind going down the, a little ways down into the cave and attempting to, poke a sharp stick at the dragon in the attempt of trying to do something about it.
So, know, to borrow an analogy from, I think this, I don't know if he was the one who came up with it, but I've heard it from Stefan Molyneux, okay, which has, you know, he's got some great things to say about politics and voting. You know, the mafia is kind of a corrupt system.
The mafia.
It's a corrupt system, but they do a lot of good things. You know, they do some charity and they, you know, give back to the community. They educate children. Why don't we just work within the mafia to try to improve it? If we could only make a few changes, we just have to join the mafia and try to work within the system
to
make it better.
Well, the small potatoes compared to the government. I do think we need people to go into the, you know,
into the mafia. What do you think? 855 450 free. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
These days, when I'm in a relationship, I feel like I'm alone.
Like there's no one behind the mask. No voice on the other end of the line.
Are you looking for a car insurance policy totally devoted to you? At Geico.com, you'll find a sympathetic ear, a shoulder to cry on, butterfly kisses, and easy ways to pay your bill and manage your policy. We're waiting with bated breath to help you save money and talk about your feelings. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000 year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell. The book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Call us. Bring up anything that's on your mind. We're talking about voting, but you can feel welcome to change the subject. Our number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. That's the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines. One more time, 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Or on Skype, lrn.fm.
And, oh, ProXPN, if you care about your privacy. We had a caller earlier asking about how can I get some Facebook privacy, by not using their Messenger app, and I recommended ChatSecure or using Facebook in the browser or something. But if you want some real serious privacy, the first step to go to is ProXPN. And this will work on that Android phone, too, or on iOS. You take your pick. It works for OS X, Windows, Linux, you name it. They got you covered. It's a VPN service. Okay, that's a virtual private network. And what that does is it encrypts all your data before it leaves whatever device you happen to be running it on. Okay, and so that keeps it from getting to the ISP. That keeps it from getting to the NSA. That keeps it from getting to bad actors at airports and McDonald's. That keeps it from, getting to your employer. Because, a lot of these ISPs are holding some of this data that you're just, regular websites you're going to, that maybe you didn't even mean to go to, is getting held by ISPs and could be accessed by your employer. It's true. So you want to get a VPN service. This is step one for your digital privacy, and your digital privacy today is just as important as your analog privacy, your meat space privacy. So go to proxpn.com. I want you to use the code FTL50 if you're going to go with an annual plan, okay, and you will get 50% off the lifetime of your account. The lifetime of your account, not just for a year like some of these other cats do. This is the lifetime of your account, and if you use Bitcoin, they love Bitcoin over at ProXPN, use the code FTLBTC and you'll get 62% off. How about that? So go to proxpn.com, use those codes FTL50 or FTLBTC and take control of your privacy, really.
All right. Yeah, we definitely had some interest in learning how to chat securely earlier in the show, so I think our audience is definitely inclined to be interested.
It's important.
In internet privacy.
Absolutely.
All right. So, Mark, let's talk a little bit more about voting.
Sure.
The caller Matthew had brought up, does your vote actually matter? And that's sort of a different question of does your vote count? I would argue that maybe your vote doesn't really count in that it's a statistical drop in the bucket. It's really not likely to.
You're not going to get an argument from me on that.
Not what I was trying to say. I was trying to say that I think even if your vote doesn't count, it does matter.
Okay.
In that, it means that you're putting your energy into going and checking that box and participating in the system. And that matters. That makes a big difference to your personal integrity, to your life. You're thinking about it. It's something that's on your mind. It's something that you identify with doing. Like, people seem to get really kind of upset sometimes when you challenge the idea that one should vote in elections, because they see it as a part of their identity. I'm a voter. I participate in the country. And if you don't, you're bad American and so forth. Right?
Well, there's a whole bunch of things that have been brought up here, and I think that they're all worth looking at. I saw something where they were out trying to get Americans to point at North America on a map, and something like a quarter of them couldn't do it. And
government schools.
Consider for a second, if you thought about going to vote and you can't find North America on a map, you're unqualified. If you don't know who the vice president is, you're not qualified. Like, I just don't think, I think that the vast majority of people, we've been told, this is a democracy, it's a government of the people, everybody should vote, if you don't vote, you can't complain, those kind of things. No, I think that, look, the people who are qualified to be brain surgeons are probably the ones who are doing the brain surgery. The people who are qualified to build rocket ships are probably the ones building rocket ships. And the people who are voting, well, sadly, are completely, many times, unqualified to vote. And that's why I think this system is untenable. That's why I think the representative republic that we, in which we inhabit, the democratic republic in which, has kind of gone from small government back in the 18th century to what it is now, essentially a global hegemony that tells every government in the world how to behave, that in and of itself is a terrible form of government because we can see what it is. We can see what happens. So all I propose in being involved in the political system is, look, I moved here for the Free State Project, and you mentioned the oath previously for the Free State Project, and I'd like to hear it. It says,
exactly an oath. I mean,
okay,
that word,
statement of intent.
That word
right
bugs me because it sounds like oath keepers.
You're right. I'm sorry. The statement of intent is that I will exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of an individual's life, liberty, and property. So I go and I'm a delegate to the state convention to vote on the platform of the Republican Party for this reason, to support the other people that go and do the representative stuff that have managed to make to move the ball forward in New Hampshire as far as making this place a more free state, a state where we have fewer taxes. The government's kept in check to the best they can. Obviously, they're not successful every single day. It's like having a batting average. A 300, which is 7 times out of 10 you miss. A 300 batting average is phenomenal.
Yeah, I know you don't really advocate for national politics, at the national level.
I don't think it's worth trouble.
Okay. Yours works and that one doesn't is, I don't understand why there's a difference there. But regardless, I think there's a lot of alternatives that people could do. Like Stephanie said, you're taking the time to go and vote. What could you do in that time? Something that everybody's been freaking out about for years now is Obamacare. And they're like, well, we got to get to the voting booth. We got to get somebody in there that's going to put a stop to Obamacare. You have no idea if the person you vote in is going to stop Obamacare. But what you can control.
None of the politicians do seem to be wanting to stop it at all.
No, it's
weird. The
Republicans
have voted on it many times.
Sure, okay. But in any case, what you could do instead of going to the voting booth is you could go to the gym. And you could work out, or you could eat healthy, and you could be...
You could negate
one of the
need
easiest ways to get real freedom is to be ridiculously healthy.
Brian, okay? People vote for 20 minutes, or let's go crazy, 1 hour every 2 years.
But how much time
going
do
to
they
work out 1 hour every 2 years?
Right,
but
Mark,
a drop of the bucket.
Yeah, but Mark, if this is how much time do they spend following the news? Though
it depends on the person. You're taking your experience, which was you are a driven woman, Dr. Stephanie Murphy.
That's true.
You were emotionally invested in the political system, right? Like you took this crap seriously right?
Yes.
And more seriously than I do. And so to some extent, I'm getting the that. What do they call that in psychology? Where you're mirroring your
projecting.
You're projecting, right? Like you're projecting your thoughts onto me. Like
yes, perhaps.
When I was sitting in that room listening to these, what I consider to be throwback knuckle draggers, talk about their thoughts on whatever the topic was, how they can basically keep young people out of the Republican Party and marginalize the Republican Party in New Hampshire to the point that it's completely irrelevant going on for the next several decades. But it's important because of Jesus or whatever that is that their thought process is. Yeah, I was frustrated and I was upset. For a half an hour or 45 minutes on my Saturday, which, I could have been digging a hole on my farm and likely just as frustrated about hitting a rock every three inches in the New Hampshire soil. So, I don't take my frustration too seriously.
But if voting is that serious, if that much is on the line, then there's no cost too great, and I think there are things that are far more effective that one can do.
Let's talk about some of those here coming up on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. How can we get more freedom in our lives? The central question. Free Talk Live.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drop and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Not too many other radio shows are live on Sunday nights, but we bring you a live program every single night of the week. You can even watch it as we're doing the show live. You can look at the camera that's putting out a video feed from the studio here.
Pointing right at you at this point.
Well, there's two cameras, and they kind of switch off to get different vantage points, but one of them is pointed at me. The other one's pointed at all three of us. So.
I'm actually in the chat room right now, and you look fantastic, I must say.
Oh, thank you, Brian. Well, there is also a chat room, as you brought up. You can chat with other listeners there, and the way to get access to all of that is at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com, all there for you for free.
We're all going to the Coins and the Kingdom event.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
indeed.
This is coming up fast, like in 2 weeks, right?
I guess it's about that. October 4th through October 6th. Tickets are $60. It's at Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando at the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney. Now, when I say tickets are $60, that doesn't cover Walt Disney World, but it does cover the event for 2 days, and there's going to be all kinds of Bitcoin people there. Jeffrey Tucker from Liberty.me, Kyle Drake from Skyhook, Daniel...
What's Skyhook? What's Liberty.me?
Liberty.me is a social networking site for Liberty-oriented folks.
Yes.
Skyhook is a Bitcoin ATM that's produced. There's also the MIT Bitcoin Project's going to be there.
Oh, where they gave each MIT student $100 worth of Bitcoin and wanted to see what they did with it.
Cryptocurrency College Network. What do they do?
They educate people about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
Excellent. All kinds of folks that are going to be talking about Bitcoin and how you can change your life with it. I think it's fascinating technology.
Change your life.
Right? Well, Derek upstairs.
Yeah, it's true. It's changed our lives.
It's changed our lives.
I wouldn't dispute that. It just sounded kind of funny. It sounded like a churchy thing.
Indeed.
Though, admittedly, I'll be giving a talk there as well, and I might be bringing some black clouds to the Sunshine State.
Coinsinthekingdom.com. There you go. It's worth it just for that. Coinsinthekingdom.com.
Well, you'll have to go to find out what it means. All right. This is Free Talk Live. You can call us about anything that's on your mind. We have been talking about voting, and I think we're going to get into some secession talk here. And just to kind of tie it in with the larger issue of does the government sort of have the consent of the governed? That's always an interesting question. But you can bring up anything that's on your mind tonight at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, the word free. 855-450-3733, or on Skype, lrn.fm. Now, Brian, you had brought in this article that said 25% of people, one out of four Americans, supports the idea of secession, of the United States breaking up and not being so united anymore,
yeah.
Or at least maybe parts of it breaking up.
Do they support the idea, or do they support the right?
The idea.
Okay.
This is from Slate. And that's an interesting point in itself, is mm-hmm. that Slate kind of gets this, I think it has this reputation of being what they call a liberal rag. Okay, and
I think it's far more relevant to Salon than Slate.
Yeah, absolutely.
Salon has been on the warpath against libertarians lately.
Yeah.
Slate has done that too, but they haven't been hitting it so hard lately.
Yeah, the point I like to bring up, though, is that even from, you know, whatever news source, there's always something to kind of glean from, mm-hmm. from any one of these. And, you know, that doesn't mean there's even a positive spin to this fact in this article.
Yeah.
I just
want to say a couple things before we begin with this. The headline says a lot, right? One out of four Americans.
Almost one in four. Yeah,
okay,
maybe three-quarters of Americans, which three-quarter of American, I'm not sure what that looks like. Maybe somebody that's like 125 pounds, I don't know.
Right. Well, I just think that's an interesting headline, and we'll find out more about that in moments here. But also, you know, there was this proposal recently to break up California into six different parts from Tim Draper.
Yes.
And that had actually quite a lot of support.
It got a lot of support.
A surprising amount of support from people in California.
It didn't fly, though, right?
No, it did not go through, but they are bringing in third parties to count. And obviously the people behind that six-split movement there really have the money to make that happen.
And there have been secession movements in Vermont and Texas and Hawaii, sort of these areas that have
Alaska.
Historical reasons to be a little bit peeved about the inclusion of their geographical landmass in the U.S. And, of course, New Hampshire has the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence and maybe a little bit of secessionist sentiment in it. So it's not exactly a crazy idea like it's sometimes made out to be. Not only that, but public opinion changes. I mean, marijuana is still illegal in a lot of places, although that's changing. You know, there's medical pot bills and recreational pot stuff going through. But most public opinion had been in favor. I think it switched over in like the 90s, people saying that they thought marijuana should be decriminalized. And the politics took 20 years to catch up to that.
Absolutely. Politicians are way behind the average person as far as what's going to happen. And it's just amazing to me how many people are like, well, we've got to hold the line even though we know we're going to lose on this issue and alienate people and, you know, marginalize. Like, it's just like, my God, really? That's what your ideas are?
What if you were the person who got arrested for possession of marijuana in Colorado like the day before the law went into effect? I mean, like, how does that feel?
What lesson did that teach?
Right. Like, and how much suffering has gone on in the last 20 years that clearly the, quote, consent of the governed, like the opinions of people were on the side of, yeah, let's not throw people in jail for possessing flower buds of cannabis, indica, or sativa.
Yeah, you know.
But they've been being thrown in jail for those 20 years, and what is that accomplished, you know?
Yeah, you know, not to get onto a side tangent, but there is like the turnaround, the turn of a new leaf on the marijuana issue, is really, I almost find it strange, because now you have Richard Branson, you have a lot of other world leaders that are saying we need to end this drug war.
Chronically.
Yeah, right.
Was that a joke?
No. I'm going to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Well, I hate to be blunt. I hate to be blunt, but I got to tell you.
Look, I don't want to be a buzzkill here, okay? But
this is a classy joke.
Everybody has one.
Anyway, but it is odd how many people are pushing for this now and just how quickly it does seem to be changing in the popular mindset.
There's a lot of people jumping on the bandwagon.
Well, maybe it's the bandwagon, but I can't help but wonder if this isn't just another economy to inject in a failing overall economy, and that's where the change comes from. That it has nothing to do with popular opinion, because popular opinion, I don't think has changed in 20 years. I think it's been the same. And why now? And I think it's because everything's crashing.
People have been dangling the idea in front of politicians that, look, you can tax marijuana. Nobody would say, it's okay for you to tax the tomatoes I grow in my backyard, Mr. Politician. But because these presumptuous people, say that you can't grow this particular plant, and they're willing to send people, myrmidons with guns, into your home to harm you, and they'll do it, yeah. Right? Like, these paladins of justice have been inculcated with these ideas that, we gotta, kill people, harm people, throw people in jail over illegal drugs for long enough, they're willing to do it. But, people have been hanging this idea in front of politicians for some time, and I think that there's something, some value to the statement that now they've taken the hook, that they've ruined the economy. Politicians at all levels of the economy have ruined the United States, brought it down to the level that it's at, and that all they're looking for is another little boost in the arm from the black market. We'll make this white market. We'll take more of the money. We'll go ahead and do our shenanigans for another 20 years. Maybe instead of indebting everybody's grandchildren, we can indebt their great-grandchildren.
Well, the argument can really be made. There are people who say that Prohibition was ended because they needed to pay for World War I, essentially. And that was the only reason. Like, it wasn't because they realized it was wrong. And
politicians rarely realize their actions are wrong.
It brings up the question, though, of, like, what if the politicians do the right thing for the wrong reasons, so to speak? I mean, you have to be, I guess, kind of a pragmatist in this discussion, because I don't want marijuana to be taxed. I want it to be completely free.
Sure.
Speaking as a person who has no interest in smoking pot, or anything like that, none of us on the show do tonight. It's not really our particular issue. We just don't want to pay for it, and we don't want to see people go to jail. But what if they're right for the wrong reasons? What if they decriminalize it so they get extra taxes, but, people win because they stop going to jail? What if when Prohibition was ended, that was the right decision, but it was kind of for the wrong reasons because they wanted to pay for stuff. What if the whole women's liberation or whatever,
Was
just to get more taxpayers. What do you think? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. What if politicians are right for the wrong reasons? Does it matter?
Coffee. Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning.
at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to philsgang.com. philsgang.com or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night show. It's me, Stephanie, here.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Why don't you call us if you've got something on your mind, if you want to talk about voting, politics? We've been all over the map tonight, or, you know, maybe internet privacy or even cosmological changes. You can call us at 855-450-3733. Bring up anything that's on your mind. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show. That's 855-450-3733. 3733. That is, of course, the Pro XPN toll-free call-in lines. And let's go right to the phones. We've got a caller on the line in Iowa, and I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, caller. Is it Musa in
Musa,
Iowa?
That's Musa in Arabic and Moses in English.
Ah, welcome, sir. What's on your mind good tonight?
Evening. Good evening, lady. Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Yeah. I came to the United States in 1973, March 24th, 1973.
Okay.
I have a family. I had a big, nice, very good family. My son, he's just about to retire from the Marines after 23 years of service. I'm very proud of him. I mean, I agree with, there's a stone war or Afghanistani war. Why should we spill our children's life for those two crooks, you know? But my point is this.
Why should we spend our children's lives fighting wars in Afghanistan?
Which crooks?
Ma'am, they are just the crooks.
The politicians?
Yes, ma'am. In Afghanistan, yeah. Yes, ma'am. And I have one more thing to add.
Okay.
Really, my main point I wanted to call is about our people, the American people, naivety and unknowledge what goes on in the Middle East. And I strongly believe, like so many other people in this country, that the senators and the congressmen, they only decide American foreign policy in the Middle East. Hypocrisy against the Arab and supporting Israeli, whatever they do. Have you?
Yeah, so you're talking about naivety about the Middle East among Americans, especially the politicians. What one message would you want to get out to them if you could?
Well, you know, that Israel is not always right. I witnessed the war in Gaza last summer. I saw a woman, 27 years old, pregnant. Her head was chopped off by a missile from the drone.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrifying.
224 Palestinian children under the age of 5, they were killed by Israeli missiles from F-16 and F-15 that we gave it to them.
There's so much violence, and you just can't say either side is really completely innocent or great. So thank you, Moses, for the call. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-3733. He said Israel is not always right.
Well, I agree. I think there's a lot of naive with the congressman and with politicians in general, because quite frankly, none of them have been over there.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Well, even if you've been over there, I always find that to be a, I don't know what the term is, but I think it's some kind of logical fallacy. I've stepped on the geopolitical mass known as Israel and the one known as Palestine. I don't know crap about what goes on over there. The very fact that I geolocated in that area at one point doesn't give me any qualification.
No, it's takes time, it takes an understanding, it takes talking to the people there. I mean, wouldn't that be something if before somebody decided to lob some missiles, they actually talked to each other first? You know, wouldn't that be amazing if they could just have some kind of conversation in our hyper-technological age where everybody's interconnected by Skype and Facebook and whatever else, even ones that aren't banned by various governments around the world? Wouldn't it be something if we could just talk to these people and say, hey, so what do you want?
That's why I want the politicians to do the fighting themselves.
Yeah, I want them climbing the hill first.
Right. I don't think that, you know, I mean, really, couldn't we solve this problem with ISIS by sending Barack Obama out with, you know, a small shield and a short sword to challenge whoever that ISIS guy is. I don't even know his name. You know, to a duel. Maybe they could have it in some neutral ground like Turkey or something like that. Put it in a soccer put it in a soccer arena. We'll pay-per-view it. Then the politicians can finally give us some frickin' money instead of us giving it to them. I mean, I really don't care who wins, frankly. You know, chop his head off. Whoever's head. I don't care.
Well, I'll pass on the violent solution, but sure. Either way, get them involved. I mean, how fast would these wars stop if the commander in chief had to actually be on the front lines for once? You know, how fast? It'd stop in a heartbeat, I guarantee it.
Yeah, it's so tragic, all the violence.
That's my point, is neither one of these people has the cojones to do this job, right?
Right.
Like suddenly, you understand what it takes to walk into a situation where you're going, knowing the two men are going to enter and one man's going to die. Now it brings it home. Instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to send some, financially disadvantaged kids from the inner cities or the rural areas of this country to go out there and catch a few bullets so that we can kill some of their people that really are inconsequential. What's the point in that?
Yeah, I mean, as a veteran myself, I can't tell you how many times, you know, my associates and I would pretty much joke. It's like, well, hey, are they going to line up first before we go in there? You know, are they going to lead the charge? I mean, they know. I mean, the soldiers know.
Yeah.
They know that this is crap.
It's comic relief. They're joking about something that actually has a lot of truth to
it. And then society. But the problem is that society, American society, and really almost any, you know, patriotic or nationalistic society, keeps saying, oh, no, you guys are the best. And so people keep thinking they get this payoff when they come home. You know, that somehow they did some kind of honorable thing. When deep down, the reason veterans and soldiers can't sleep at night is because they know what they did was wrong. Myself included. I had those sleepless nights. I know the deal. You know, and so, yeah, why don't they line up first and then we can talk about it? You know what I mean? I mean, honestly, I want all the, you know, all of it to stop, but let's start there.
Yeah. Well, from United States foreign policy to the local scale, Mark, you had something you wanted to say. We were talking earlier in the show, just in case you're just tuning in. We were talking earlier in the show about your participation in the local Republican Party in New Hampshire, trying to get the planks of their platform changed to include gay marriage, which failed. And this was your second year trying to do that. And you wanted to say, like, what you got out of it. And I'm curious, what did you get out of it?
Well, yeah, right. So one thing is that I've been stating for 2 years is incorrect, right? I've been going and saying that we were 27 votes separated the last time in getting marriage between one man and one woman removed. And that's an incorrect statement. We were 27 votes from being able to have a vote. on whether to remove marriages between one man and one woman.
So it was another step away from what you actually wanted to accomplish.
We got the vote, but the vote was essentially 1-2. Two out of three people in the room said, no, that's not worth doing. Many of the people that voted against, enough of the people who voted against, were free staters. I saw them do it. I know they did it. Now, I know that some of them don't consider this to be an important issue and one that should not be a battleground issue. I've just thought used it up to this point as sort of a bellwether as to how many people in the Republican Party are liberty-oriented and how many of them they're just sort of these standard-issue conservatives that populate Republican parties across the United States. And so I don't know the answer to my question, but I do know that I did find some things.
You don't know what you got out of it? Is that what you're saying?
What I got out of it was I'm there to support the people who go and do the representative stuff. I'm trying to help them achieve what they want to achieve inside the House, and it's worth a trip across the state for me.
But what if they – is there anyone who you're trying to support that wants freedom on every issue every time?
Lots of people. You know there's lots of free staters that are
actually, I know there are lots of free staters who compromise a lot.
Yeah, there's that too. Well, compromising in order to get freedom on every issue every time. Some people compromise, some people don't compromise. And the compromisers, maybe they achieve what they want. I don't know the answer. I don't know which one works better, compromising or not compromising.
Well, being in the system, period, often ends up being a compromise.
Yeah.
You have to make some concessions to be able to play the game.
Many times
because you're playing
the
by someone else's rules.
I would like to say this, though. The Republicans voted this last voting session to demilitarize the police in the state of New Hampshire, 75-25. The issue went down in flames because the Democrats voted the other direction, 75-25, to keep the police militarized because they're in the pocket of the police unions.
Wow.
The police unions is in their pocket or whatever the terminology is. But I don't think this would have gone that way in most states. I don't think most states that Republicans would have voted 75-25 to demilitarize police departments, get rid of, mine-resistant vehicles and all these fancy toys they have. And I think that shows to some extent how the Republican Party in New Hampshire is different. So, and another thing that I get out of it, I've got to say that there's a pride-based thing, right? Like, I get to say, you know what? I'm a delegate to the state convention for the Republican Party. And that's kind of a...
Why is that a point of pride?
Well, because people are constantly trying to talk about libertarians, how you're an American, you're a bad person, you hate the country and all those things. And, you know, how many of those people have stood up and taken the time to go to their state capitol and vote on, you know, issues that matter to them?
No, but don't you think they would just criticize you for something else if you said, well, you haven't gone to this delegation?
No shortage of criticizing, but you can belittle their point pretty quickly.
Well, it seems like a lot to go through in order to be able to say, well, I did this. Anyway, what do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
People climb Everest and do a lot more.
Sunday edition, 855.
Litter the mountain.
450 free, 855-450-3733, hour 3.
Radio is the most personal of mediums. I exist right now in your head. If you listen to Free Talk Live regularly, you know me. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations around the U.S. and has been downloaded on every continent around the world. Hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 a month to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Is gun ownership about target shooting, hunting, and self-defense, or is there more to it? Oathkeepers and Rayburn Entertainment present Molon Labe, inspired by the works of Edwin Vieira Jr., explains why we need to revitalize the state militia system. Featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, Larry Pratt, and Stuart Rhodes. Available on DVD at moviepubs.net, oathkeepers.org, and gunowners.org.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123. $19.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.